The Milarepa Passong. In this world, pure land of the victorious one, he is renowned as the second Buddha, as the crown jewel adorning the victory banner of teachings that never set. Respected by all, a place for offering, sweet sound of his glory's pendant resounds in all directions. Is this not the Master Maitreya? Respectfully serving at his lotus feet and through drinking the pure essence, he realized Mahamudra, the epitome of all views, the innate state free from extremes, completely perfecting all qualities. He is not blemished by any fault, embodiment of the Sugata in human form. This great one, Marpa, spoke these words. For the realized, they arise as illusion. Appearing objects are friends of the mind. Ultimately, they never appear. They are pure within the unborn Dharmakaya. So Marpa taught. Mental consciousness cursing inside, not realized his basic ignorance, the root of all karma and affliction, realized it is self-aware wisdom, source of all positive qualities perfected. Ultimately, there is no primordial wisdom. All phenomena resolve within their ground. So Marpa taught. This from Skanda drawing in suffering, not realized is the body of the four elements, from whence sickness and misery arise. Realized it is the deity's body, the union which reverses attachment to what is ordinary. Ultimately, there is no body. It is pure as a cloudless sky. So Marpa taught. Appearances of male and female demons and harmful spirits, not realized they are the Maras who create mischief and obstruction. Realized hindrances are Dharma protectors. It's you who bestow many falsities. Ultimately, there are no gods, no spirits, all concepts resolved within their ground. So Marpa taught. Generally, the ultimate vehicle, secret mantras, Anuttara Yoga Tantra also says, through interdependence of the elements gathering in nadis, externally forms of demons can be seen. Not knowing these as fraudulent appearances and thinking they are true is extremely foolish. Before foolish dullness spun my head around, and I lived in the den of ignorance and delusion, taking as real the gods and demons who help and harm. Now through the kindness of the Master Siddha, I understood there is no samsara to reject, no nirvana to invent. Whatever appears arises as Mahamudra. Realizing that delusion has no basis, clears the muddy water to reflect the moon of awareness. The sun's clear light, freed from clouds, enlightens the darkness of ignorance from eastern horizon. Darkness that spun around my head dissolves. I am experiencing the true nature from within, this precious thought apprehending again a demon. How wondrous this reminder of the unborn basis. Now, this morning's all these topics were taught by the Muni for the sake of knowledge. Therefore, those who wish to pacify suffering have to generate superior knowledge. The relative and the absolute are asserted to be the two truths. Ultimate is not an object to be experienced by mind. Mind is said to be the relative that is seen by two types of worldly persons, by the yogis and the ordinary ones. If a person in an illusion is killed also, since he has no mind, there is no evil. But for those who have illusory mind, merit and evil does arise. If in a dream your child does die, the thought which thinks it's gone hinders you to think it's there, and that is false as well. Thus there is no existence of cessation, and also no existence of things. Therefore all these things are forever unborn and unceasing. Beings are like in dreams, and alas, they are like plantain trees. Also nirvana and samsara, they ultimately have no difference. In empty things like that, what is there to gain and what to lose? Who should pay their homage, and how can despising be? From where do happiness and suffering come? What is there to dislike and what to like?
Connecting to this morning's talk, we just take over there where we stopped. And the last lines of this verse of the Bodhicaryavatara say, when searching for the ultimate, who is craving and what does he crave for? Analyzing this living world, will someone die in here? What will come and what has been? What are friends and what are relatives? Everything is just like space. May you recognize as I have done.
Tenyi tona tsarse na kangi se jin kan la se tangbo tenyi de de na tenyi to se je de te kona ni to ne ton tambar tsarbar se na ton tambar tsarse na se je de ton tambar rekpe che na ton dan ju se je rekpe che na hi pa na kangi se jin kan la se je de se se pa de hen pa de cha pa de kangi kya Kanhe seba am chate, chakpa dang seba pote, yang tapa madrobese. Madrobata. Kanla se, sejete pena, kanla hinchin chakpa tea madrobese na kanla se. Kanhe se, kanla se. Kanla se te, hinchin chakpa po madrobata, kanla se te, hinchin chakpa yor madrobese na kanhe se, chin kanla se. Ya.
When searching for the ultimate, here it uses the term de ni, that itself, or one could also say de konani, the suchness. When one is searching for this ultimate suchness with one's intelligence which analyzes the ultimate, then one will find out that there is no self. So the person who is craving for something does not truly exist because he or she has no self. This craving is something like being attached or attaching to. So the one who has attachment is not truly existent because there is no self. And also to what he has attachment, the object, is also not truly existent. So therefore here it says, who is craving and what does he crave for?
Deyang penna malam da meto hachang zipo jinto na meto tele hiencha chigre meto tele sipa jewaam hiencha chigre teni malam da meto zipo le hiencha jewa te trupe wangke trupe semji hiencha chakpa re mato Tripit Semjin, Tripit Nawali Hinja Jibaramato, Mane Deba Mare. Pena Medola, Malamje, Lam Medon Zibula Siba, Amichakpa Jiba Kapso, Kangixi, Medon Zibala Tawa Poam, Toma Poam, Chakpa Po Rang, Madrupasena, Chakpa Buddha, Madrupasena Kangsi, Kangsi Te. Kanhe chagre. Medo rang trube nama imbesena kanga chagre. Chakpa sem tang, chayur nika madubesena, kang kandis yagare, zebre. Te mela ngô ma hiba kapsa chakpa meton zebo tela chagre chakpa po yoba tang chayo yoba dao yonaya te interpret same je chakre yang tabar hirap je chena yang tabar hirap je chena chakpa po tang chayo nika madrab sena chakwa yomare. Pe te yin to tsendere yang aso sipa tang chakpa jaya yore yinan yang chakpa malam yin to chakpa po tang chakpa yor madrab sena kangla chakre kangshik chakre kangla chakre nang samre ma to yang tapa madrab re. Ya putoba.
If we dream of a very beautiful flower, then automatically we will start to develop attachment to that. So, since this is a dream, it is just our confused mind which starts to have attachment to this beautiful flower. And also this beautiful flower is just a confused object. Neither the mind nor the object does truly exist. So therefore one could ask here, who has attachment to this flower and what does he have attachment for? So who is it? It is the one who sees the flower. But analyzing him, it is just a dream. There is no self. And also he craves for the flower. But since it is a dream, it is just a confused appearance. So there is no object he is craving for. There is neither the mind that craves nor the object that is craving for. As long as we don't recognize, it seems to be as if there were somebody who is craving and also an object. But on the absolute level, there is neither the one who has attachment nor the object. If we analyze that with our intelligence that analyzes the absolute, then we will find out neither the one who is attached nor the object of attachment is true. And the same thing is outside the dream in our life. There, when we analyze ourself, we don't have any self, so there is nobody who has attachment or who is craving. If we analyze the object, there is no object, so we cannot, there is no object we are craving for. Both of them, the self, ourself, and also the object, are mere appearance also, only and not true.
Tundang chuzi je hirab yang tabi je na suenben jikting de suenben jikting maikhe ben jikting tsin de suenben jikting de ni madrupa se na malam yin de suenben jikting de madrupa se na kanjik de nanche jorte kanza kanjik de nanche jabar jorte cheya cheba yo mare kanye se na suenben jikting de denba trom na cheba denba trom re suenben jikting de malam ye malam nar da wore denba ma do se na cheba yo ma re kanye de na che jo de che song sam ba te sem pro ba re ma to ngane cheba yo ma re malam to nga che song sam ne cheba malam tang na ngane nam do tro ba re ma de ngane cheba yo ma re malam je jikting ma do se na cheba yo ma re ten ra wore jong jor kanye song jor kan
Dixon.
Yeah, yeah.
The next two lines say, analyzing this living world, will someone die in here? Again, if we use our wisdom which analyzes the absolute, then we will find out that this world does not truly exist. Here it says the living world, that means it is still going on, it is not died, so it's still while living. Then we find out this world does not truly exist, but it is just like the world we see in our dreams. Therefore, there is nobody here who could die, and there is no death as well. If the world were truly existent, then one could say that death would be truly existent as well. But since we found out the world is not truly existent, then also death cannot be truly existent. It is like in a dream when we dream that we are dying, then this dream or that we are dying is just confused thoughts. And since the world in our dream world does not truly exist, then also we don't truly die within this dream. If there is no birth of anything, then one could also say there is no aging. Aging is just our confused thoughts. There is neither aging nor sickness.
Jonjor kain, sonjor kain. Jonjor te maung bare, sonjor te de bare. Jonjor maung bayang. Tsende, madrubesena, jonjor maung bayang. Rangang ovi madrubare, sonjor te de bayang, ovi madrubare. Karesena, malam je, de bada maung bada chikware. Malam dayan deba da maung ba tata ba song tangre, ini yang sumka madu bre. Pena malam da lamga chini dona, dua sarva ten deba re, songjor re, dua doyna dua sar lamga te maung ba re, jonjor re, tanda dua yimba te tanda ba da bre, sumka yo mare, jonjor da songjor ba tanda sumka yo mare, kawa yare.
What will come and what has been? What will come refers to the future, and what has been refers to the past. Because this life does not truly exist, also everything that was in the past did never truly exist, and what will arrive or come in the future, this also will never be truly existent. Both the past and the future are not existent by their own nature. This is like when we are dreaming, we dream of the three times, we dream of the past, the present, and the future, but within this dream we see all three of them don't truly exist. If we dream the dream that we are walking on a path, then the path we have walked already belongs to the past, and the path we have in front of us belongs to the future, and right now where we are belongs to the present. But since it is a dream, none of those three does truly exist. So one can say all the three times don't truly exist. Where are they? They are just mere appearance and just confused thought.
Tetar jonjor tang sonjor me besena dravo ya mare dravo yang tempar maro pare dikab se ni kan hi jang kan ye yin si je te dravo maro bas yin do jonjor da sonjor maro besena dravo yang maro pare Dravo yang tumpanye. And then nyin dang hi karre. Te drama droba te yendo nyin dang hi chang kangye yende ranga ngobu madroba. Nyin dang hi tea kunzob do jujin te de to zanje nawa. Nandong juma tawa. Nandong jatung tawa. Nandong chota tawa. Re. Yang tawa madroba. Tene namka dang dawa.
Так, Кузьма. So if the past and the present don't truly exist, what about enemies then? Also enemies don't truly exist. Enemies are also emptiness. And if enemies don't exist, do friends and relatives? Here the next line says, what are friends and what are relatives? Also friends and relatives don't exist from within their own essence. Friends and relatives are just the mere accumulation of causes and conditions. Their appearance and emptiness inseparable like an illusion. Their appearance and emptiness inseparable like a rainbow. Appearance and emptiness inseparable like the moon of in the water. They don't truly exist, but they are just like space. Also, these friends and relatives, they are just like a flower in a dream and also like a rainbow in a dream. Everything is just like space. May you recognize as I have done. Therefore, everything, all phenomena, are on the relative level just mere accumulations of causes and conditions. They are appearance and emptiness inseparable like illusions, dreams, and the reflection of the moon in the water on relative level. On absolute level, they don't truly exist. They are like space. Therefore, Shantideva here says, may you recognize that as I have done also. Actually, the last line should be something like, may you who are like me recognize that. May you who are like me recognize that. Because here it was the situation when Shantideva was teaching this in the Nalanda University. All the monks were present there. And all of them, they studied together. So Shantideva said, actually, you are like me. You were interested in that all the time. But I have now realized that. May you who are like me also realize that.
Tetar tene khyapa la nalinta la lobra chenpo la logo la nyarnan de gom jabare nyarnan den rao tawan den rao ten la pap tabe ton de gom na tene logo la nyabare ten rao tawa samu ten la mawe na nyar Logo la nyaria kale kapore nyar togo mare go nagre tangchi gre. Tene tawa samu ten la pa tongba ni gombal ten ko tongba ni gomte tene logo la nyar debare.
This was after Shantideva was sleeping for 9 years. And he was just only able to sleep for 9 years because he has established this view. He has established this view, and while he was sleeping, he was meditating. A normal being is not able to sleep for 9 years. They would get a headache and difficulties. But since he established this view, he was able to sleep and meditate about that for 9 years.
Searching for the ultimate, who is craving and what does he crave for? Analyzing this living world, will someone die in here? What will come and what has been? What are friends and what are relatives? Everything is just like space. May you who are like me recognize that I
am. May you who are like me recognize that.
Ta ranjo pata tanjur pe tab che par dorti chi che.
Now Rinpoche will briefly explain the difference between the Svatantrika and the Prasangika view.
Tene ranjo dan tanjur ni de gombo lodrup jin je pe oma tsaba hirap je yong oma tsaba hirap je ki tsaba hirap re tene Ranjibasigre. Then Lobon Sanjay Janga Lobju le Padin Dava Trapa, Kevala La Soba, Keba Mambo Somare, then Oma Tanjur Baki. Then Ranju da Tanjur Nisu Somare. Then Ranju Layan Keba Mambo Jumare, Yon Hachang Mambo Yere, Kinchi Kinsu Oma Jin La Soba Mambo Yere. Tanjur Layan Tene, Tanda Badawa Trapa, Oma Jobadan, Kevale, Junju La Soba, then Yon Kira Mambo Yere. From that, you got judging for it.
The base for all the Uma Rangtong schools is a treatise written by Nagarjuna, which is called Mula Madhyamaka Karikas. Nagarjuna had one student who is called Buddha Palita. He wrote a commentary to that, a very expanded commentary. And there was another one, another scholar, who is called Baba Viveka. He criticized this commentary of Buddha Palita, and he tried to refute this. So he developed a different opinion about the same topic. So therefore, with Baba Viveka, and many of his students, the branch which is called Svatantrika school branched off. Whereas some disciples and followers of Buddha Palita, like Shantideva for example, they developed the other type of branch which is called the Prasangika school. Both of those branches are very well known, and there are many people who think according to those. For example, in the Svatantrika point of view, there is Chandrakirti, Dava jakpa uma den zavare.
Uma jukpa.
Jukpa.
Jukpa re.
Tene uma jukpa di. Rangyu pare re.
Mare mare. Tanjur pare.
Tene.
Rangyu pa de kenchi kenchi uma ji. Shanta rakchita uma ji.
Shanta rakchita. So the Svatantrika would be, for example, Shantarakchita, who composed a text which is called Umagyen, or the ornament of Madhyamaka. Whereas in the Prasangika, we have the most famous text we know here, or which we used here, of Shantideva, the Bodhicharya Vatara, for example. And also Chandrakirti entering the middle way. And so on, many texts.
Then, Tabacheba Karesena, Kunzub de Capso, Kunzub Demba Capso, Ranjib Lola, Wangbo Chum, Ebala, now Zukta Teru, Exatuso, Zukta Teru, now Yanza, Yanda, Kunzub Tang. Melange Zugda Terror Exa Tang Yuma La Soba, Loba Kunzov the Dubari, Kunzov the Yanda, Kunzov the Loba Kunzov Nisa Sevare, Tiper Sigre. Oman Tanjur below the Yanda, Kunzov the Loba Kunzov Nisa Sigamare, then Yanda Kunzov the Loba Kunzov Nika Chipare. Kain Sena Malam La Malam Moma Hiba Capso. May Tsikpa Tang Chu each other with Satanga Dongangane Yore Malang Mohina Yomare Tin Dea Dene May Tsikpa the Chu each other lasso Bedongante, Tongwani Mato Bacabso Yore Tony Tokwantars in the Yomare Kanga Chikware somewhere Dene Kunzo Yana Yanda Kunzo Dang Ta Lopo Kunzo Nisa Mesebre Kunzo Chikaps Dichigre.
So what is now the difference between the Svatantrika school and the Prasangika school? There is one difference on the relative level. The Svatantrika school says that our daytime experience, when as long as our sense faculties are not impaired or sick, everything what we perceive, this would be the true relative. But what we perceive within a dream, that would be a mistaken relative. So the Svatantrikas split up the relative, namely what we perceive daytimes, that's the real or the true relative, and what we perceive in a dream, that would be a mistaken relative. The Prasangitakas would not make this difference. They say both of those are the same. They say, because if we don't recognize a dream, then everything seems to be real and we have really true suffering, or we are really truly suffering. But as soon as we recognize that we are dreaming, then we won't suffer. And the same is with daytime. As long as we don't realize emptiness, we will really truly suffer, we are really truly suffering. But as soon as we realize emptiness, then there is no suffering. So therefore the Prasangika says, don't make this the Prasangikas don't make this difference between a true relative and a false relative.
Kunzob to Tanyi to Zugda Taro Rizan Zimbe, Lo, Zugda Taro Rizan Zimbe, me Gonganam Hiyan Semare, Tene Tanyi to Toa Latente, me Yabar Jisupapa Lasso Batabo, Tanyi to Semar Kelembare. Tanjur Belola, Tene Kunzob Jiheba, Tanyi Bikiba Sema Yomare Kangan Trubare, Malamje, Malamje Mihita, Malamje. Gong Hiba the Chiquare, Kanga Trabarese, Tanya said of Tanjur below the killing money. Cassette Hiba Kanga Trabare.
There is another difference between the Svatantrika and the Prasangika school concerning valid cognizers. The Svatantrika school would say that all our five sense faculties, which perceive the relative, namely form, sound, smell, taste, and touch, that they are valid cognizers, and also that inference is valid cognition. Inference is if we infer from seeing smoke that there is fire. The Svatantrikas would say this is a valid cognition. But the Prasangikas would say everything on relative level, all appearances on relative levels cannot be valid cognition or valid cognizers. All the consciousnesses which look outside cannot be valid. They say they are all confused mind.
Denbar madobre in a young sentamba nangi kanga, serutani meba, kanga semi batenda waya mare. Sentamba nangi sedontani meba, kanga semi batenda waya mare. Young seruto, serut denba trobaya mare. Denbar madom nayan, sabani meba mare chi yeresigan.
Tenecare.
Same time, my imba, die your nung some day upon the body. Serge, Sedon, Trava Yamas. The next Sedon, Serreton de Trava killing. Serre de Yaba killing.
There is also a difference in how the Svatantrikas and Prasangikas perceive outer objects. Outer objects like form, sound, smell, tastable and touchable objects. The Svatantrikas would say they don't truly exist, and they would refute what the Chittamatras say, namely that outer objects are mind only. But still they say there is something existent, something which is not mind, but something we can impute on. It is not that they are radically not existent. Whereas the Prasangikas say all outer objects are not existent within their own nature. They would also refute the Chittamatra's Martin's point of view, which says all outer objects are mind only. They would refute what the Svatantrikas say, and they say there is not an atom of truth in neither mind nor objects. But these appearances are just appearances like in a dream.
Tene yang tani je wang tu sena, pena mei ke pa te mei re, mei ke pe mei jo gua ye te cha ke se gua re. Cha ke se pa te mei, rangje pe cha ke se pa te mei yin par ke leng pa leng re. Tanjur pe cha ke se pa te mei ma re, mei ke nam do ke mei da bu ye te re, mei ma re.
Also from the point of view of conventions, one generally says, calls something which is hot and burning a fire. So fire would be the name, and hot and burning is actually that where you put the name on. So the Svatantrikas would say that what is hot and burning. In brief, if we talk about ourselves, then emptiness is nothing which is outside, but what we have to realize is that it is our own true nature. Our own true nature is free from all mental fabrications. This is what we have to realize. And for that we have to think a lot, we have to analyze a lot and think again and analyze again. It is not something we can understand right on the spot.
Tongbani toko, ranga rang yin hiba.
Digi jesu kare samsam.
Tongni to hi jebai.
Si.
Tongni hi jebai. Ranga rang yin hiba la, tongni to hi jebai. Tongda tongbani to si jida ranga rang yin ngane kang yin bati hiba. Ranga rang yin, ranga ngoa, ranga ne luk di hiba. Yin da ji sili hi de ya kang yin yoma.
Rangi rangshin shepa la, tong ni tok she jupai.
Jupai, re. Rangi namdo torwa la. Rangi namdo shepa la, nyangin dehi jupai. Deya pareso. They are rang and numb dog. Rang a trip by Hikwala. Rang a trip by Hikwala. Young in the Hijabai.
Rinpoche puts that into a verse saying, knowing one's own true nature. This is called realizing emptiness. Dissolving one's own confusion. This is called nirvana. Rinpoche says, so we don't have to look for emptiness outside, but we just have to realize our own true nature, and we find this is what is emptiness actually. This we have to recite three times. Knowing one's own true nature, this is called realizing emptiness. Dissolving one's own confusion, this is called nirvana. Knowing one's own true nature, this is called realizing emptiness. Dissolving one's own confusion, this is called nirvana. Knowing one's own true nature, this is called realizing emptiness. Dissolving one's own confusion, this is called nirvana.
Yeah, that didn't the guy yan.
Now we will finish here.
Tan de Junjoga Sansion's own living over it. Malam te touching put it.
Jung Sim. Now we have to recite the third chapter of the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. It is very important. Gladly do I rejoice in the virtue that relieves the misery of all those in unfortunate states
and that places those with suffering in happiness. I rejoice in the gathering of virtue that is the cause for awakening. I rejoice in the definite freedom of embodied creatures from the miseries of cyclic existence. I rejoice in the awakening of the Buddhas and also in the spiritual levels of the sons. And with gladness I rejoice in the ocean of virtue from developing an awakening mind that wishes all beings to be happy, as well as in the deeds that bring them benefit. With folded hands I beseech the Buddhas of all directions to shine the lamp of Dharma for all bewildered in misery's gloom. With folded hands I beseech the conquerors who wish to pass away to please remain for countless eons and not to leave the world in darkness. Thus by the virtue collected through all that I have done, may the pain of every living creature be completely cleared away. May I be the doctor and the medicine, and may I be the nurse for all sick beings in the world until everyone is healed. May a rain of food and drink descend to clear away the pain of thirst and hunger. And during the eon of famine, may I myself change into food and drink. May I become an inexhaustible treasure for those who are poor and destitute. May I turn into all things they could need, and may these be placed close beside them. Without any sense of loss, I shall give up my body and enjoyments, as well as all my virtues of the three times, for the sake of benefiting all. By giving up all, sorrow is transcended, and my mind will realize the sorrowless state. It is best that I now give everything to all beings in the same way as I shall at death. Having given this body up for the pleasure of all living beings, by killing, abusing, and beating it, may they always do as they please. Although they may play with my body and make it a source of jest and blame, because I have given it up to them, what is the use of holding it dear? Therefore I shall let them do anything to it that does not cause them any harm. And when anyone encounters me, may it never be meaningless for him. If in those who encounter me a faithful or an angry thought arises, may that eternally become the source for fulfilling all their wishes. May all who say bad things to me or cause me any other harm, and those who mock and insult me, have the fortune to fully awaken. May I be protector for those without one, a guide for all travelers on the way. May I be a bridge, a boat, and a ship for all who wish to cross the water. May I be an island for those who seek one, and a lamp for those desiring light. May I be a bed for all who wish to rest, and a slave for all who want a slave. May I be a wishful jewel, a magic vase, powerful mantras and great medicine. May I become a wishful filling tree and a cow of plenty for the world. Just like space and the great elements such as earth, may I always support the life of all the boundless creatures. And until they pass away from pain, may I also be the source of life for all the realms of varied beings that reach unto the ends of space, just as the previous Sugatas give birth to an awakening mind, and just as they successively dwelt in the Bodhisattva practices. Likewise, for the sake of all that lives, do I give birth to an awakening mind, and like I shall I too successively follow the practices in order to further increase it from now on. Those with discernment who have lucidly seized an awakening mind in this way should highly praise it in the following manner. Today my life has borne fruit, having well obtained this human existence. I've been born in the family of Buddha, and now I'm one of Buddha's sons. Thus whatever action I do from now on must be in accord with the family. Never shall I disgrace or pollute this noble and unsullied face. Just like a blind man discovering a jewel in a heap of rubbish, likewise by some coincidence, an awakening mind has been born within me. It is the supreme ambrosia that overcomes the sovereignty of death. It is the inexhaustible treasure that eliminates all poverty in the world. It is the supreme medicine that quells the world's disease. It is the tree that shelters all beings wandering and tired on the path of conditioned existence. It is the universal bridge that leads to freedom from unhappy states of birth. It is the dawning moon of the mind that dispels the torment of disturbing conceptions. It is the great sun that finally removes the misty ignorance of the world. It is the quintessential butter from the churning of the milk of Dharma for all those guests traveling on the path of conditioned existence who wish to experience the bounties of happiness. This will satisfy them with joy and actually place them in supreme bliss. Today, in the presence of all the protectors, I invite the world to be guests at a festival of temporary and ultimate delight. May gods, anti-gods, and all be joyful.
Gevande jevogu sonam yeje tsozon sonam yeje tamba gune do barso menjo lembo kuye tras yena jochu songe tras tada tene tugye tras yarve kusong tugye tras.